in any raffle, you want your name to be drawn first and you win the big prize. In a reverse raffle, you want to stay in the bucket all night and be the last man out. And so it's kind of fun. We put all of the ticket holders on a placemat. And then throughout the night when we're doing different things, we auction some items, we play some games, we, you know, somebody makes fun of me. There's just all sorts of fun things that go on. But throughout that process, we're eliminating people, eliminating numbers. So pulling numbers out of this barrel and eliminating. But all of these people, their name and number is on the placemat in front of you. So you can kind of play along and you can cross out the names as they get eliminated. And so at any given time, you can look at your placemat and know exactly who is still in the game. You know, as we get to the end and we're down to 20 names, 15 names, you can see exactly who those 15 are. People start rooting for the teams that are still in and the couples, I should say. And we just have a lot of fun.